How you doing? This is W.E. Wallace, and this is my podcast, Politics is a Dirty Game. I want to say something. I don't want y'all to feel that I'm benefiting from this at all. It's my job to tell you what I believe and what I see and what I think. I'm not an advocate for Trump, and I'm not an advocate for Biden. Or some might think I'm an advocate against Trump. I am not. It's just that I have eyes and ears just like most Americans. I also can understand that most, even if we want to say all politicians lie, I don't think all politicians lie, but let's just say that just to save argument. Now, it ain't so much about what they're lying about. They might be lying to get into their position and maybe try their hardest. But I never seen anybody just lie about anything like Trump. Now, the reason why I say that is because there's videos going around. Trump did this, Trump did that. There's, you know, Biden is old. And I mean, both of them is old. This man is 3 years younger than Biden. So it's like, what is everybody talking about? You know what I mean? Biden, he be making gaffes. He stutters, but he had a stuttering problem. Trump thought Nikki Haley was Nancy Pelosi. He thought he beat Obama in 2016. So it's like, yo, you know, let's erase that. The age is the age. There's nothing we could do about that. They're going to be the two nominees. Ain't nothing about that. But what I want y'all to do is pay attention to actions. I don't want you to listen to nobody's words. Somebody told you, oh, look, the sky is falling, and you could look up and clearly see the sky is not falling, but you're running anyway. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Now, the reason why I say that is because I think that the MAGA Republicans have become a cult. Because no matter what Trump say or do, they're going to the end of the earth for him. And it's like, when do y'all realize this man will not go to the end of the earth for you? He's going to tell you, I'm in their way and I'm going to take all this cases because they're coming for you. So I'm going to let them go. No, man, you did all that. You did all that. You took the documents to your home. And yo, listen, man, that's something, man, I keep saying, man, the question is why. Now they got recordings, well, they've been having recordings of him showing people, you know, and now they can't find certain Russian documents. It's like, what is this man doing? And people better realize, like, when he's, even if he do the next 4 years, he's out of politics, he's out, he's gone. And what are y'all going to do then when this man done set this country on fire just to win an election? Like, and again, I'm not telling y'all this not to vote for Trump. I'm telling y'all to pay attention. Do your own research. Make your own answers. Don't let nobody give you an answer that they feel they want you to have. Do your own homework. So the point that I'm making is I just want everybody to understand that people are going to talk. People are going to say all different kind of things, but pay attention to what they do. Like Trump, every time he keeps saying, oh, I'm thinking about testifying. I want to testify. Well, Trump don't want to testify. And I'm going to tell you the truth. All his MAGA supporters, I'm talking, when I say MAGA, That's not excluding that. Those are the people that's going to ride with Trump anyway. That's why I call them MAGA Republicans. I don't know why anybody else do. I call them MAGA Republicans. I'm not saying they crazy. I'm just saying they're going to ride with Trump no matter what. Now, if y'all know Trump, everybody knows he lies every sentence. Like, literally, it's like, yo, come on, man. But you haven't heard that man say one thing about policy. Everything is a grievance. Oh, they using the DOJ for campaign interference. They doing this to me. They doing that to me. This is not right. But he hasn't said anything about policy. Now, he said about abortion that both sides is going to be happy with him. That's impossible. Because if you're pro-life, you're pro-life. If you're pro-choice, you're pro-choice. It's nothing you can do that's going to make everybody happy. Even if you have a 3 months, a three-week, whatever, ban or whatever you come up with, is not going to satisfy no one. So, all that, both sides is going to love you, and that's impossible. The same way, like you say, you could go to Russia and Ukraine and you could stop the war in 24 hours. Come on, man. I mean, yo, if you could do that, why don't you go do that? People are dying. Why you can't do that? People are dying. If you truly love this country, you will sit down with Biden and your team and his team and say, listen, send me to Ukraine or send me to Russia. I could stop this war in 24 hours. That's what you don't just say it and throw it up in the air. Like, come on. That's impossible. And if you're Putin's trying to destroy the Ukrainians, if you could get Putin to stop that, something ain't right. If you could go over there and within 24 hours tell Putin to stop, something ain't right. A person truly have to listen. I mean, check out that relationship if you're able to do that. So the point I'm making is, man, he throws all type of things out there and people start repeating it. And, you know, just take a look at his accomplishments. The only thing he accomplished was that big tax cut for the wealthy, which was him and his friends. Because his companies were still running, his kids. But that's all he did. Big tax cut for the wealthy. Said that the more money they save, they're going to invest. That's not true, man. The rich only want to get richer. They want to be high on that Forbes list. Why would I hire more people if I don't need more people? So it's like, oh, I got more money. Let me hire more people. No, that's not how it goes. If I have a company that's running with 50 people and it's doing well and it's running perfectly, why, if you cut me a tax break, why would I hire more people? So that makes no sense. That's just more money in my pocket. But if you pay attention to what Biden has done, the CHIPS Act, the infrastructure bill, the Inflation Act. He done did a lot. He did a lot. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying it, like I said, I am not an advocate for him. And I'm not an advocate against Donald Trump. But I just sit here and I keep saying, like, this guy is, something ain't right. And we need to pay attention. We need to pay attention. This man going to set this country on fire trying to get elected, trying to win it back. And if he lose again, it's going to be, it was rigged. And if he wins, he going to see what happens when they don't rig an election. Donald Trump know he lost. All the people around him said that. He said, yo, can you believe I lost to this guy? So, oh my God, I really need y'all to pay attention. This man is going to burn this country to the ground before he leaves out of sight. Because my wife believes he's going to be president again. I highly doubt it. I really don't think these people are going to let that man back in the White House. I'm talking about Republicans that's not MAGA Republicans. Independents. I don't think they're going to let that man back in the White House. I really don't think so. Look how close Nikki Haley got to him. And he was president. He has a record to run on. And he beat Nikki Haley by, what, 11 points? That wasn't no huge victory. So, just do your own homework. Figure it out yourself. That's all I want to say. And this is W.E. Wallace. Politics is a dirty game.